getting on my last damn nerves. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, he's so full of shit, I want to throw up. Suddenly, we're unethical because we're telling you how your comments came across.
Oh, Stephen A. Smith. You love getting real loud. Oh, he is just the best. And Jaylen Brown has made Stephen A. a very happy man by mentioning him once again. It is Rich, Ken, Christian Arcan here at the Ford Clubhouse at Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and Employee Pricing for All. You pay what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball and that dirty water. Noah has gone to check out. It was a very scientific experiment. We were going to see what the highest selling currently non-injured player on the Red Sox jersey is selling the most. I don't know which one it would be.
What is your bet?
Oh, I got. You know what? I didn't even come up with it. I would have to say that it's going to be.
Put me in for Duran.
I'm trying to think of like what ones who aren't injured have I seen around other than Jaren Duran. I don't want to do Jaren Duran because you already picked that. I want to pick something different.
Mickey Gasper's hot right now.
Like I see like Yoshida jersey sometimes.
Oh, Chapman.
Chapman.
I'm going to say Chapman. Aroldis Chapman. It'll be really funny.
He'll be a Yankee by the end of the week.
Because he's gone. Yeah. Like all his players, like even Jaren Duran. Yeah. There's rumors that he'll be gone. Yeah. So how funny would it be if like the two highest non-injured selling jerseys are two people who are going to be gone? Is that Noah right there? Oh, here. Let him in. We locked him.
No, leave him out.
We sent him to do something, and we locked him out by accident.
He's got the key.
They think it's the paparazzi trying to come in here and talk to us. All right, we'll talk to him in just a second. Let's go to Andrew on line one. Andrew, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just weighing in a little bit on the good conversation you guys are having about the Celtics.
Yeah.
I love Brown. I love Tatum. And I understand it's a business, and, you know, if Brown gets traded away, it's the thing that happens. But are you guys nervous at all about, you know, Tatum, you know, kind of still coming back from injury? I feel like that would be the most painful, you know, option of, you know, Brown gets traded away and Tatum unfortunately gets hurt again. I'm interested what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, and Andrew, I had a nightmare when they were going after Giannis that Giannis would get here. Giannis would break down instantly because he's a 31-year-old big man, and then Tatum never fully recovered from his injury, and we were just stuck with nothing and no Jaylen Brown. That was a realistic thing that I had bad nightmares about happening. But right now, I think realistically, he's going to come back and be fine. But this whole thing where they're talking about now that you can't get Giannis, and there could be there's other names that have been thrown around. This Mobley deal with the Cavs is BS. Like, they can't do that.
Well, I have a source.
They better not.
Well, my main reason is that, you know, first of all, Evan Mobley is obviously a very good player. You know, he's 24 years old, defensive player of the year. Very, very good. But you're going to make the Cleveland Cavaliers a better team if you give them Jaylen Brown. They are in the East. You don't need to be helping anybody in the East get better, significantly better. Don't you think that that's an upgrade? Them, like, minus Evan Mobley plus Jaylen Brown?
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I think Mobley his label is he's soft, right? So, but I texted my buddy. He's in the front office in Cleveland. We grew up together.
Ooh.
He says, sick brag, hard-pressed to believe that this team, although they need a shakeup, that already has a shortage of big men, would give another one away for a scoring guard. It's a position that is literally the very last of the Cavs' multiple concerns right now. So he's not buying it. Take that for what you will. I mean, I have definitely heard the smoke out there. Mannix is all over this. I don't think it's like if you could get Mobley and a couple other pieces, I guess you would think about it. God, but it's depressing. They blew it with Giannis. There's nothing left. There are no good options.
I agree. And I think that what you have to do now is you've got to have Brad Stevens talk to Jaylen Brown, talk him down, which I definitely think he's got the skills to do. He's a good GM. This isn't the first time Jaylen Brown's name has been thrown out there in speculation. And just say, hey, man, we are going to keep you. Don't worry. We're done looking around. You know, obviously the Giannis thing was something we considered, but we are not going to do that anymore. We're going to move ahead, and we want you to be a huge part of this. We're going to try to find some sort of big man to put around you, and we're going to go for another run. Now,
we'll trade you.
We're cool, right?
We'll trade you at the deadline.
Yeah, right. We'll trade you at the deadline. We're cool, right? But I mean, but you know, they're paying him $1 zillion. That's part of the gig.
Right.
Part of the gig is that you could get traded. And Jaylen and the
2-year extension is out there. I do think that is a you could do goodwill and say, look, we weren't going to do this, Jalen, but let's pick up those extra 2 years.
It is the ultimate, you know, like kiss and make up. You know, it's like, you know, buying a, you know, piece of jewelry for your girl when you, after you get in a fight.
That works, doesn't it?
But in this case,
look at Vrabel got the missus at the Utah airport.
Pink hoodie.
It's like a big, what was it, the duty free?
Yeah.
Got her a big thing of Toblerone and some alcohol.
No, they're fine.
I just don't, but the problem with, there's a big problem with all of this. And is that, that's when you step back and you say, okay, if you give them the 2 year extension, then everything's going to be all fine and good. As a Celtics fan, do you really want them to lock into that much money and that many years with a team that really couldn't pull it off? They got embarrassed the past two seasons.
But I think it's the best playoffs of your options, because I think what you don't want is to trade Jalen for a bunch of young guys when you have Tatum in his prime.
Yes.
Right, Arkan? How frustrating would that be when you get a bunch of 20-year-olds around?
Yeah, it would be brutal. It would be a brutal way for this to end. It would be a brutal way for the Jays era to end here if that's what you end up doing. If you end up trading Jalen Brown over hurt feelings because the Giannis thing didn't go through and you didn't really have a plan B. That's the other thing. I've heard from a lot of different people, Celtics writers and everybody. Well, the Celtics, Brad Stevens is smart. He's going to have a plan B. Where's plan B?
Right.
You know, this is a couple of days later now, and I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing any good offers. I'm not hearing any good names. I haven't heard any Ken Laird pivots. I haven't heard anything. There's nothing. Where's plan B?
I have nothing. I mean, I don't. Trey Murphy doesn't make sense.
Trey Murphy? I don't.
What is that? What is that?
I don't even know what Trey Murphy looks like.
You know what's great is that I think that plan B was, we're just going to keep Jalen. But it might be out of his control now.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to Windhorse. If you don't mind, Stiz, can you pull up the Windhorse? Listen to how confident this manly man is telling you about how he truly thinks that Jalen Brown is gone.
Jalen Brown.
Yeah, he's going to get traded. Okay. I mean, Brad Stevens came out. Obviously, they offered him very strongly for the, to the Bucks. The Brad Stevens came out and said many, many wonderful things about him and respectful and all that stuff. He never said he wasn't trading him.
Yeah.
Which he obviously could have done. And he met with Jalen before this happened. And he didn't meet with him to say, hey, are you summering in Greece? Are you summering? Are you going to try the Mediterranean? Like, he obviously told him that they're seriously going to, a chance they're going to trade him. So now whether they can find a trade that, because look, Jalen Brown is 29 years old, coming off his best season, under contract for 3 years. Those are things that you like, mm-hmm. you want. It's not a guarantee that they're going to be able to find a deal that they like that's going to improve the team. But I think they are intending to trade him.
You can't trade him for 50 cents on the dollar to save face. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, you, if you're the Celtics, you're going to have to kiss his ass now. You're going to have to try to figure out a way to make this work.
I think Houston is the only option. It's Şengün, who was an all-star this year. He's an offensive player. He's not a great defensive, like, rim protector, if that's what you're looking for. Not a great shooter. I like that. But then you put a couple, like, you know, other pieces around him, Jabari Smith Jr., at least if you have the point of no return and Jalen demands that he be let out, that I guess like Houston, maybe Portland, I guess. I don't know the Portland roster well enough. Donovan Klingon, who was UConn, the big man, and you have great. A couple pieces around him. You know?
Avija, what's the guy's name? They have one good player. I forget his name, though.
I don't think they'll trade.
Scoot Henderson, you know, guys right. like that. Right. Like, if that's what you end up trading Jalen Brown for, then that's...
You're just...
A disaster. I mean, that's a disaster.
Disaster. Of an what you're left with.
Full-on disaster.
This feels like we're getting Jeff Green and Nad Kristich.
Yeah.
Like, would you have rather... if they had convinced Minnesota to do the deal with Naz Reid, I wouldn't have liked that. Like, Naz Reid and a bunch of picks.
Giannis was the only player that was out there that it would have been worth giving up Jalen Brown for. Everything else I hear is that you are absolutely selling yourself short. Now, one thing you can say, and it sure does seem this way, is that the market for Jalen Brown isn't as robust as we thought that it was. And their opinion of him apparently isn't as high as it absolutely should be. I mean, it really should be a lot higher. People should be giving up. I mean, they keep saying it. This guy was in consideration for MVP this year.
Well, again, he's going on Twitch at 5 o'clock. I think that's hurting his value. He just will not stop. He's addicted to it.
You know what? But maybe he wants his value to be hurt because he wants to stay a Celtic.
This
maybe he doesn't want to move.
This relationship is over.
Kendrick, I love Kendrick Perkins. I do. And you know what? I don't think that he's got any kind of inside info with the Celtics anymore. I think he's made enough enemies over there.
But maybe with players. I think the players talk. One thing I thought, ESPN had the Morris twins on, Markeith and
Marcus
who played here. And they had a couple interesting things. The one thing that they said that I thought was, Marcus Morris said, I think Jalen has been a little bit too wordy about his own goals. Then went on to say, but why doesn't Tatum get discussed in trades? And then to that, Markieff said, because Tatum keeps his mouth shut.
That's part of it. I'm telling you, if you just, I wonder how much they would be considering trading Jaylen Brown if he hadn't said anything. Mm. I know that they would want to be making some sort of change, but I don't know if they would have been so eager to just throw Jaylen Brown out there.
Yeah, I'm with you. I also think his value is much higher than Tatum's at the moment. Tatum may be a better player, but he's coming off an injury. He missed game 7. He couldn't play. So I can't imagine if this is what you're getting in terms of offers for Brown, then the Tatum offers probably aren't any better, wouldn't be any better. You think that he's the better player, so you don't trade him. That's like a bad time to do it.
I can understand why you say that. I do disagree, though. I think Tatum is I think he might have out of maybe like 5 or 6 players with a better value than him right now.
I mean, Tatum's even after the injury.
Yeah, even after the injury. Yeah. I think there's a belief that he's going to come back to him. Yeah.
And I hope that he does. But you know, the injury was a big deal, and then he couldn't post in game 7. So you know, like, I don't think that helped his value.
No, it didn't. But this is a weird spot that they're in, and all I know is that Stephen A. Smith is challenging Jaylen Brown to a debate, which is going to suck like the last time they got together, where Jaylen Brown's like, "You have a great show. Number one show, you know, taking over the world." It's like, I thought you were angry at him. Like, you've been so mad. You've been talking so much trash. It's like, it's amazing how when people actually meet face to face, like when they're behind a computer and stuff, they're all angry. But then they meet just like, hey, what's up?
Like two dogs barking through a fence, and then you move the fence and they're like, going like
hey, what's up? How you doing? All right. 617-779-7937. We'll be right back.